Reflection by Father Luis Dezzano, Mark 9, 2-10. The Transfiguration. 1. The disciples are feeling down. The announcement of the painful path that the Messiah will go through has saddened the disciples. They had a different idea of the Messiah. Among them, there is discouragement and disappointment as they go up to the mountain. They are a little downtrodden, and the idea is hard for them to accept. This can happen to you many times in your family or in a group of friends, when there is a climate of sadness, when everyone only speaks of the negative aspects, the problems, the struggles. It can become a heavy, sad atmosphere due to the blows of life. 2. The Lord takes them to the mountain. Jesus demonstrates to them why they have been called, to show them that there is a point to the suffering. The end of the story is not the cross or the pain, but the resurrection. Today, the Lord wants to take you to the mountain, to the top, to remind you that your life points to eternal happiness, to heaven. Sometimes we think our struggles are in vain, that we don't accomplish anything. But He is showing you that it is worth it. You don't have to throw it all away. Always remember that God has something special prepared for you that you are going to like. Let yourself be surprised. 3. What the Lord will show you, whatever God has planned for you, will make you feel good, like Peter did. He was feeling so good he wanted to build a tent and stay there. The Lord shows you a little bit of heaven, just a glimpse, but not too much as to overwhelm you. When you wake up and see the sun, when a baby is born, when you receive the Eucharist, it's a little bit of heaven. He shows you a little piece of the eternal, so that later you can take that spirit and strength to face what you still have to do here. So take a deep breath and get back into battle, because you know the prize at the end of all this is heaven. God bless you in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit.